I get to speak with performers all the time. But this is someone who's been on my wish list, if you will, for years. Burton Cummings, who's coming to Chicago or the Chicago area, July 14th, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. Burton Cummings, welcome to WGN.
Ah, thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
You know, we just heard some of your music, and to me, it's got to be a challenge to perform some of your songs, because here's why. You perform the first eight bars, and everyone knows which songs they are. Some of the most recognizable songs, even before a word falls out of your mouth.
Well, I learned the power of a hit record years ago when I was a teenager. We opened for Jefferson Airplane in Winnipeg, in our hometown. And we went out and did one of the best shows we had ever done. And we thought to ourselves, oh boy, that was terrific. We're going to show those Jefferson Airplane folks. And they came out after us, and within about eight bars of Somebody to Love, nobody even remembered that we had been on. And that was the night it never, ever left me. The feeling of when you have a hit record, it's just timeless. And they just took the audience right into their back pocket. So I learned a very important lesson that night. And I was only about 18 at the time. So I'll never forget that.
So when you write a song, do you actually think about a hook? Do you actually think about those first eight bars and more?
People have asked me 1,000 times, what is your method for writing songs? And I don't have one. I really don't have one. If I get an idea for a title or a verse or some rhymes, I'll run to a piano. If there's no piano around, I'll jot it down in a notebook. Years and years ago, before we had cell phones and laptop computers, I kept a notebook in real ink. We traveled all over the world, and I still have those notebooks. And you know, it's changed now because people can do an album on a computer. But back in our day, when the Guess Who was really flying all over the world, I kept a diary, and I'm glad I did, because now you've got the whole world in your hand. But it wasn't like that back then.
So you kept a diary. Tell me about the diary. This diary was following where you were, how you felt where you were, or?
Yeah, it's from all over the world. It's every time I would make an entry, and I kept the same pen I had had in high school, and I did it all in real ink, and I still have all those notebooks. I think Winnipeg wants some of them to display in the museum, but every entry had where we were and the date, and there are entries from Japan and Australia and Hawaii and everywhere, you know. So it's they're priceless to me now.
I would suggest they would be priceless to any fan. And in fact, should be in the Hall of Fame. Now, here's something that, by the way, I'd like to report a crime. This guy here, who I'm really nervous talking with, this guy here is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the U.S., but of course, the Canadian music industry.
I knew you were going there.
Yeah, sorry! Are you sick of hearing that?
I knew you were going there, and listen, I would like to clear this up. I don't care about the Cleveland Hall of Fame. I really don't. When it was run by Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone, he hated our band. We got negative reviews in Rolling Stone. We were never liked by Rolling Stone. And they were running the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I don't lose any sleep over it. Believe me, Madonna is in there and Chic are in there. That ain't rock and roll, man. So I'm just, you know, I, no offense to you, but I'm tired of hearing, gee, why aren't the Guess Who in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? In the first place, there was a fake Guess Who out there for 10 or 12 years with only Gary Peterson, and he wasn't even there half the time. So if we were inducted, who's going to show up? I'm certainly not. So enough about the Hall of Fame. Believe me, I have so many awards that I cherish and that I really value and I'm very happy with, but I don't lose any sleep over the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because it's not what it started out to be.
Clearly, you are correct about that. And in fact, those who I talk to, and I've talked to members who are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, even say what you just said. So let that be as it is. You are one of those performers who I believe, because I've heard at least much of the live material that you've put out, are better almost, if not, no, not almost. You are better in person. What is it? Is it the spontaneity of the audience? Is it that your voice can go crazy and do these things that only, by the way, your voice can do? You are one of the greatest voices ever in rock and roll. What is it about live?
My goodness.
Well, you are. What is it about live performing?
I do enjoy the 2 hours on stage very much. Always have. And, you know, I'm getting on now. Next birthday, I'll be 78. I'm still very happy to be out here performing. And you get an energy from the audience. It's a different kind of energy. That it's almost like being plugged into an electric current. You can feel it. It's palatable. And unless you've been in that position to have thousands of people cheering for you, it's hard to imagine how that feels. But I will tell you this much. It heals a lot of aches and pains. It really does.
So they've said there have been studies that have been done that music is something that can keep people young. Do you believe that is true?
Don Henley said a great quote, and I've never forgotten it. He said, we don't quit playing because we get old. We get old because we quit playing. I think that's one of the great quotes about rock and roll music.
Very nice. We will be back with the one and only Burton Cummings. He will be here. He will be here July 14th, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie. Believe me, if you've not seen this man rock and roll in person, and he does all those songs you remember, and we'll talk about some of those songs when we come back on WGN with Burton Cummings. I'll say it again and again and again. He's one of the greatest voices in rock and roll history. Burton Cummings is here. I know, I apologize,
goodness,
but I don't.
Gracious.
No, it's true. It is true. So there was magic between you and Randy Bachman. What was that magic about? Did you know it when you first wrote your first song? Talk a little about that.
I think what happened with Bachman and me, we were very lucky to be in Winnipeg at the time we were growing up. At that point, it was only about 350 or maybe 400,000 people, so not the biggest city in the world, but we had three AM radio stations, and one was 50,000-watt clear channel. And so all these three radio stations were competing for the audience, and we heard the best music there was going, and even Sunday mornings we'd get up early, and CKY had this program, Dennis Corey with Hits Around the World, and he would play what was going on in England and what was being played in Australia and Germany, and we got a musical education that the rest of Canada wasn't getting, so it crept into the songwriting for sure. And Randy was writing even before I was because he's about 4 years older than me. But when we clicked together, I was always a bit stronger on the lyrics, and Randy would come up with these guitar hooks or instrumental hooks, and we worked very well together. It wasn't belabored. It was just fun writing songs.
So you're walking down the street and you see Marty Feldman, the comedian, if you remember him, or some guy with cross.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So
yeah.
You see, all right. So you see, and then you say, oh, here's an idea. And you write These Eyes. How is it? Probably not. So how is it that you came up with the ideas for any of these songs? How does that happen?
There's no method, honest to God. Randy had this hook. He had the piano hook, actually, which is very good for a guitar player. And he wanted to call it These Arms. And I never liked that idea. I changed it to These Eyes. And then I worked more on the lyrics and chord changes. We finished the whole thing in about an hour and a half. And then it changed our lives after that for good.
These Arms? That sounds actually kind of creepy. Now, then, after, of course, your work with the Guess Who, things did not stop. Stand Tall, I'm Scared, You Saved My Soul, and many, many other songs. You kept going, and of course, you're going right now. You're going to be in Skokie, in fact, on July 14th at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts. But when you wrote those,
you know, it's interesting. Yeah. I would love to tell you a bit of a story about Illinois.
Yeah.
Maybe some of your listeners don't know this, but we recorded some of our biggest records ever in Chicago, right downtown in the center of Chicago. RCA used to have a beautiful studio up on the 12th floor on Wacker Drive. It's right across from the Opera House. And we recorded the American Woman album there. We recorded Share the Land there. We recorded the single Hand Me Down World there. We recorded Rockin'. We spent a lot of time in Chicago. And in that studio, particularly, the American Woman and No Sugar, two of the biggest records we ever did, and then Share the Land, which was the biggest album we ever did, all done right there in downtown Chicago. So I'm very familiar with that area of the world.
I had no idea about that. You know, and I think that that should be talked about more often, because you're not alone, of course. Others recorded in Chicago, not only the groups from Chicago, including the group Chicago, but many other performers dating back to before you. Some of the greatest blues artists.
I think Chess Records was located in Chicago, was it not?
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, one of the great rock and roll labels of all time. I believe they had Chuck Berry at first, and you know, people like Howlin' Wolf and B.B. King, and like some of the great blues artists of all time were on Chess. It was tremendous.
Question about that. When you were growing up musically, who did you listen to?
Earliest stuff, I really loved Fats Domino. I thought he was tremendous. And I liked all the piano players that sang, like Jerry Lee Lewis and Little Richard and Fats Domino, of course, you know. I liked early Elvis before he came back from the Army. And I liked, you know, a lot of the Bobbies, Bobby V, Bobby Vinton, Bobby Rydell was a favorite of mine. But before that, my mom had 78s, and she would play Dinah Shore and Guy Mitchell and Bing Crosby and stuff like that. And so I heard a lot of that before I ever went to kindergarten.
You know, it sounds crazy for me to say. And by the way, speaking of Bobby's, I suspect we could add Bobby Darin in there as well. But
absolutely, yes.
But I at least can hear that. I don't know that you sound like Bing Crosby per se, but I can hear some of that classic vibe, and I could certainly hear the blues in what you do.
Well, there was always music in our house. So the radio was on, and my mom had 78s, and I loved all that stuff. So, you know, it's a throwback to being a tiny kid.
The other thing about hearing Burton Cummings live is you not only hear him sing, you hear him talk, and you tell stories very often. Will you be telling some stories?
Oh, yeah. I like to set the people up for whatever song we're going to do, so I let them know a little bit about the history of everything we do.
Yep, and you do it like no one else. I'll say it one more time, because we have to go soon, so I won't have time to say it again. One of the great voices ever in rock and roll, an honor for me to speak with, but you can hear him, you can see him, July 14th, North Shore Center for the Performing Arts in Skokie, Burton Cummings. It is a pleasure to speak with you.
I wanted to say one thing to your listeners and people in that area that might show up. This is the greatest band I have ever had around me, ever. And some of these guys that are with me now, we've been together over 20 years. That's twice as long as I was ever in the Guess Who. And this band is absolutely tremendous. I have two guitar players, and all of the guys sing besides me. So sometimes there's six vocals. And I will say this, it's the best band I've ever been had built around me. So I'm looking forward very much to the show there, and I know people that have seen me before, they're going to agree. This is the best band I've ever had around me.
All right, so check it out for yourself. See if Burton Cummings is right, and then write a review. North Shore Center for the Performing Arts, July 14th. Burton Cummings, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure, and I look forward to the show. We'll see you soon.